Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoub, the former executive director of the NICD and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. Professor Shoub, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Prof. A whole lot warmer than you, I believe. The Cape is wonderful. Joburg, I believe, is chilly. But a plane landed with a whole bunch of vials of vaccines, did it not?
It did indeed. And this time we are using those vaccines, not like with the AstraZeneca some months back. But it's been a major news item. And I just thought I'd just give the listeners a bit. What does it really mean for the vaccine rollout? So firstly, let me recap. What's landed now is 325,260 doses of Pfizer vaccine. Yeah. And that's going to be coming in the weekly amounts of the same amount until the end of May to reach 1.3 million. After which, from 1st of June to end of June, it's going to be double, 636,480 weekly to reach 4.5 million. And after that, till the end of the year, our 20 million doses of Pfizer, which have been ordered. So that's for 10 million people. Because remember, it's a two-dose schedule. And then at the same time, Johnson & Johnson, we're expecting now soon 1.1 million, which is coming from a Qabeqa factory. It used to be called Port Elizabeth, you remember. From your Aspen. That should be coming soon, till ultimately they're going to give us 31 million doses. So we really have enough for 31 plus 10 from Pfizer, 41 million, which is the adult population over the age of 18. So where's it in terms of where we are? We're still quite way behind, let's be honest.
Okay.
We had that gap of a couple of weeks. That left us with about 120,000 people backed out of the healthcare workers. So we need to kind of catch that up. The original aim was to finish the healthcare workers with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine by the 16th of May. So from the 17th of May, we could then go on afresh with phase two. I think clearly it's not going to happen. There's going to have to be some kind of overlap. Just over 300,000. We need to get, well, probably at least up to about 1 million. So there will be some overlap of the healthcare workers. But then phase two should start, even the healthcare workers haven't been completed, from the 17th of May. Now that will probably be Pfizer vaccine, which will be mainly used for the kickoff. The problem, of course, with Pfizer, we've mentioned a few times, is that it requires very stringent storage requirements. It needs to be stored in an ultra-cold freezer, minus 70 degrees. And that's not readily available outside the major urban centers. Cape Town, Joburg, Durban, I think Bloemfontein also has, and maybe Pretoria. So they will be the kind of the storage facility. The main one, of course, isn't Cape Town where you are, in Pinelands with BioVac. Mm-hmm. And then they will then probably send out from these major storage things to subsidiary storage, because the vaccine can be stored at a minus 20, which is the ordinary domestic freezer, and for about 2 weeks. But still, Pfizer will probably be mainly involved in the rollout in the urban areas. And Johnson & Johnson, which is really the mainstay, in fact, of it, because that's what, 31 million people, as well as 31 million doses. That's probably going to be certainly outside the urban areas, and to a large extent also the urban areas. So phase two hopefully is aimed to finish by the end of October. It's a tall order. You know, we're talking about, 12, 13 million people. Hopefully they'll get to. That's the high priority people. The aged, over the age of 60, then over the age of 50, then the age of 40 will all fall under phase two. And then, of course, people with underlying illnesses, people in congregate settings, and so on. So that's where we are. Often get asked about the Sputnik from Russia, yeah, and the CoronaVac. You know, those are, you know, I don't know how it came about that the minister told in Parliament that the orders are being placed for Sputnik and CoronaVac. Nobody in our committee or my colleagues know anything about that. We certainly are talking to Gamaleya for Sputnik and Sinovac for CoronaVac. We're talking to them. We're discussing with them. They may have good vaccines. but we just don't have enough data at this stage to license those vaccines. So that's where we are in a nutshell, Simon.
Thank you, Prof, for the update. Exciting that a plane has landed. Exciting, too, that a number of medical aides may or may not have contacted their members to tell them to go ahead and register. So things apparently seem to be moving, albeit slowly moving.
Yeah, they are moving, and just hope that they meet the challenge. And challenge it is.
I hear you loud and clear. Professor Shube, thanks for your input this afternoon. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Great. Thanks, Simon. Speak tomorrow.